post-game at I Sheffield with bench coach Gary Dowd after a 4-2 cup loss against Sheffield Steel Dogs. A game that we were actually winning at the end of the second there, Gary, but third period, silly mistakes and a bit of controversy has cost us.
Yeah, I mean, after last night's performance, we knew we had to come out and perform tonight. And I'll be honest with you, first period, we didn't perform very well, but neither did Sheffield. We rode the storm, we came in 0-0 in the first, went back out second period, you know, and we started to perform, we started to go through the system that we have planned, and we came in 2-1 up. And what scared me then was that we'd put our feet up and take a break. Now, they started off in the third period. We knew they were going to come out flying. Sheffield are a great team, you know. There's nothing getting away from it. But they scored a goal that came off James Flav's helmet, which should have been a whistle. And then they scored. But then the bench reacted to it far too much. You know, you're never going to beat the referee. Let's get on with it, dig deep and carry on going. But then we seemed to be just scratching all the time, looking for goals. We started carrying the puck with one man rather than two men on the puck, protecting the puck. Back in our own zone, we were letting them walk around. You know, 2-1 like that, you've got to do everything twice as strong. Two men on the puck in our end, we've got to pin the men, we don't let them move, and we didn't, and it cost us. It just showed the quality of Sheffield.
Well, yeah, like you say, the first two periods we did work hard at it, and I think Sheffield probably thought they were going to coast this one, given the quality of the three at the top of the league. But it wasn't that. We took the game to them for two periods, and they really had to come out and blast us in that third to get the win.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I know Ali very well, one of the owners of Sheffield, and he says we're his booby team. It's like Nottingham where it was. You know, we just can't seem to break them down. They can't seem to break us down. And we always pick the game up against Sheffield. But to play Sheffield, you've got to play for 60 minutes. One period off, and it shows what they do. They just scored three goals, turned us over. You know, you have to be on the ball for 60 minutes.
Well, we've had to cope with a few knocks and bumps tonight. We've had to sort of rejig lines to cope with a few players getting hit. But fair play to the guys. They've stuck by what's been told to them on the bench to keep that going. And maybe special mention to Ethan Hare. He's got man of the match, and he's really worked hard on whatever line he's been put on.
Yeah, I mean, credit to all lads. You know, they all work. They've come to Sheffield on a Sunday night. You know, Cal Davies took a nasty hit, and we only brought three lines, and that was it. Cal Davies took a hit. So we were down a man, so we had to rotate two centres between three lines. Then Kane got hurt. You know, we were just in the battles tonight. But yeah, young Harry stepped up again for us. You know, last season, towards the back end of the season, he came at the first team and done a great job. And he's starting off the same way again this season. You know, we just need to get a few more kids coming through, get more bodies, and we'll be all right.
Well, we've probably learned some lessons from tonight. And it's probably lessons that we can take into the games coming up. We've got quite a heavy schedule this month.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I keep saying, when you win the game against a team, one of the stronger teams, you've got to close them games out. And that means get five men behind that puck and play a boring game if you have to. You can't afford to start stretch passing where it gets turned over in the neutral zone and then they're attacking again. You can't afford to do that. But obviously, the lads have learned. We'll work on it at practice and we'll turn that round.
Right, well, as I say, heavy schedule, another couple of games next weekend, so we go back to training, back to the drawing board and back at it next weekend.
Yeah, very much so.